Well, let's come back down to earth for a moment. And Eleanor, got this question from James, who got in touch on Facebook. And he says, how do animals, like domestic dogs, maintain their muscles and fitness when they seem to do relatively little? In the case of the dog, my mum's dog, it does absolutely nothing, in fact. But it can still run really fast. And he says, our dog does minimal exercise during the day, apart from its 30 to 60 minute walk. But when we go to the beach, it can run around without tiring itself out. Humans, on the other hand, seem unable to run tirelessly without appropriate regular training. What's the dog's secret?
If you think about it, a lot of breeds of dogs are built for speed, so something like a greyhound can hit about 45 miles an hour. So even an unfit greyhound can still be much more speedy than the average or relatively fit human. And, you know, like humans, with more exercise, dogs become more fit, and with less exercise, they can also become more fat. But on a wider level, how do animals in general stay fit? There are some amazing adaptations out there. I mean, two of my favourite examples are something like barnacled geese. When they're preparing to fly really long distances, they only need a couple of minutes of flight a day to build up enough muscle in order to become fit enough to migrate, which I just find crazy and so unfair. And then on the other hand, you have some animals that do this amazing trade-off in how fat they are versus how thin they are, depending on predators. So a good example of this is porpoises around the UK. If they're in areas in which they are at risk of being killed by dolphins, they tend to be much more sleek and much able to get away from dolphins than in areas in which there are less dolphins. So basically, the animal kingdom is brilliant and there are loads of interesting adaptations to fitness.
So they basically evolved in order to endow themselves with the ability to do that because it's beneficial to them to do that. And were it not beneficial for them to maintain this, you know, I guess that's probably because we keep opening the tin of dog food, isn't it? I mean, if we didn't keep feeding them, they would lose condition. And the fact that they can afford to maintain all this muscle bulk, which is energetically very costly to maintain all those muscles and things that they're not using. We, on the other hand, as humans, we just sort of run to fat if we don't take regular exercise.
Yeah. We have quite a sedentary lifestyle compared to most species of animal.
Liliana?
Yeah, I just looked at Patrick and I told him, blame it all on DNA.
Now you're being made the butt of this.
Well, I was going to say that we humans probably spend most of our energy keeping our brain intact, right? That we don't have to do much to train it and it will still do most of the essential functions. So maybe the dog's spending less time training its brain and more on the muscles.
It's an energetically very costly organ, the brain, isn't it? You think it's running at roughly 20 watts because it's about 20% of your oxygen consumption, and your average person's running at about 100 watts. It's about one or two watt per kilo in the average person. So your brain is burning a lot of energy.
Yeah, and in some cases, like for example, sponges, people thought that there's some evidence to suggest that they had a neural system or even kind of a brain-like structure, but because it's too energetically costly, they've got rid of it. So, you know, we don't need a brain.
Do you know, I know a few politicians that actually might fit that bill.